follow up next for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap. As we look ahead to this one on Sunday afternoon, you've got Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Neil Jones, Jake Nolan. There'll be a caller to come. But Neil, before we get stuck into the weekend's action, a chance to reflect on last night. And it's fair to say the Reds have had harder nights on the European stage. In terms of European competition, it doesn't get much more comfortable than that.
No, I think the three home games in particular in this group have been a sort of Europa League greatest hits almost, hasn't it? It's like a reminder that the level is significantly down on the Champions League. I think the fans, the three sets of fans who've been to Anfield have been absolutely brilliant, but the team's less so. And you do look, I mean, it's a 4-0 win, but you come away and think that a side that was an average Premier League side in the positions that Lass got into last night, I think would have taken advantage of it and had a couple of goals at least in it. Lass didn't have any cutting edge, did he? And Liverpool did. And in the end, it was a very comfortable night's work.
It was comfortable, Jake, and there were some really decent performances as well. I think you can look at lads like Ryan Gravenberch, like Cody Gakpo, who really kind of stood up and showed lots and lots of ability. And actually, in Cody Gakpo's case, there's maybe been one or two little doubts over the course of this season. I think he starts so well when he arrives that maybe people are judging him against that bar, and this season's not quite hit those levels, but I thought last night he was looking pretty much back to his best, albeit the caveat is the opposition wasn't the best.
Yeah, I think first quarter of the season he's probably played the price, hasn't he, for a little bit of injuries and us kind of pushing Darwin Nunes to the forefront of the number nine and making him a little bit more the main man. But I still think that there's an argument that he gets in our best team in that position. I really do. I think if there's a, you know, a big cup final or a semi-final or something like that, it wouldn't surprise me if he played him, particularly away from home, because I think he offers you so much. And if he can just add the goals into that, then I think we've got somebody really, really good in a sort of Bobby Firmino sort of mould. But I remember saying on the back end of the last season, reflecting on the season on shows, that I thought that the Europa League would be really good for us, in the sense that we can rebuild our squad with a little bit more the pressure off of playing in the Champions League. And I think you can see that, particularly with the likes of him and Gravenberch and a few of the others coming through. And, you know, as Neil said there, the opposition aren't as good, are they? You know, they haven't got a cutting edge. I think a better side would have made us pay there last night, but you can kind of see why nice guys finished last there, you know what I mean?
Wow. He's
gone early,
but yeah, I'll move on now.